All right, welcome back. Come on. All right. Ito. Our final session, the one who's going to speak is someone I work with every day. See, you all know her, si Ms. Karen Aguilar. She's our HR manager. And sabi niya, wag mo na akong introduce. Ako na, I want to introduce you because I want you to see her the way I see her. She's not, I know, for the most part, maybe at least half of you, she was the one who interviewed you. Siya yung, you know, very, ano, but the other side of it is, you know, Karen is actually a pastor's wife, but she doesn't just, it's not a title. Eh. Kay Karen, it's, she's a minister. And that's something I really appreciate. And even as she talks about yung next topic natin, hindi niya to ituturo or ina-apply as an HR practitioner. It's combined for Karen. She's an HR practitioner but a minister at the same time. So iba yung, you know, the approach that she gives, and I think the insight that she'd give us is very valuable, especially because as we work in the ministry, we cannot forget that. Eh. It's always a double-edged sword. So please welcome Ms. Karen Aguilar.
Thank you, Ms. Pinky. I'm actually looking forward to teaching this class today. Never mind my nerves because it's the first time that I'm going to be teaching in staff dev, but I know how important it is for us to really learn the HR perspective naman on conflict management. You've heard from Pastor Paolo earlier how to resolve conflict. Talagang biblical perspective, pastoral din. And from Pastor Ado, the value of teams and the value also of having the right perspective on what conflict is. I will teach you naman about the HR or the legal perspective about conflict management. Because here in the ministry, as we work in the ministry, what we are trying to cultivate day in and day out as we do the work that God has for us is really also to create the culture that we uphold as an organization. Okay, so makikita mo, church organization, but at the same time, professional, may relational aspect, may missional aspect, may spiritual aspect. So lahat yun, we all do that. And when you are here in the ministry, somehow it's very difficult to explain point blank, but you know and you feel na parang, ah, ito mali, parang ito, ah, okay to, tama to, this is how we are. Pero pag merong konting iba, out of culture, napapansin mo rin. And being supervisors, as many of you are, or even when you handle volunteers, how you manage conflict is very important. But if ever you are a supervisor and you're handling people, we have not only responsibility as Christians to handle challenging staff, but we also have a legal obligation. Hindi lang yung pinatawad mo, in-address mo, okay lang. But certain things has to take place. There's things that should take place. For example, halimbawa, even if it's a church, halimbawa, sexual harassment in kids ministry. Meron kang kids church teacher. Pagkatapos, may nangyari. Because, you know, we live in the world. As much as we want everything to be a bed of roses and pink, cotton candy, and parang wow, puffy clouds, hindi yun talaga yun ng reality. It happens, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but there are incidents that it happens. And what should you do? Or if meron kang staff na ganun rin, pag sexual harassment, if 15 days you did not do anything, 15 days upon filing of a formal complaint, if you did not do anything, you are also liable. If you didn't do anything, if you just brush it aside, o parang sinet aside mo, because ang daming trabaho, but if you didn't do, you are obligated by law to do something about that, to act on it accordingly. So, may mga ganung bagay na kailangan nating maisip. Or halimbawa, as we work in the ministry, there are some people talaga that are very difficult to work with. Iba-ibang level yan, iba-ibang level. So, anong gagawin natin? Kasi ito tayo, talaga mission natin, papunta tayo lahat dito. Eh, papunta siya talaga doon. Either hindi talaga or parang mali talaga. So it's up to us. It's incumbent on us, a supervisor, to really look on that situation and also deal with it accordingly. Yes, we're all Christians and we're never forgetting that, but at the same time, we also have certain responsibilities. So, okay ba tayo dyan? Nagkape ba kayo? Nag-kick in na ba yung sugar? Alright. What makes a difficult employee? Ano bang opposite ng difficult? Difficult, ang opposite ng difficult, it's easy. So alam niyo, meron kayong mga katrabaho na, ay, parang ang daling katrabaho, parang easy lang, flow lang. But there are certain employees that are, you know, difficult. Alam mo yan kasi naiisip mo, na-challenge ka, natatawa kayo, kasi lahat tayo may ganyan. Alam mo yung, siya yung effort na iniisip mo talaga, paano ko ba maaayos to? Paano kaya kami mag-work out? Alam mo yung pagkakausapin mo siya, iniisip mo muna kung tama ba talagang timing to? O dahil pagkatas mong kausap, parang may mali. Parang ganon. Alam mo yun, it happens. And sometimes siya yung talagang pinagpe-prayan mo o kaya yung talagang the last straw ng patience mo, siya yung nakakakuha. Alam mo yun? Natatawa, tontawa ka Raymond, ha? Masyado realistic, ha? So all of us, meron tayong nakamacross again from different levels. Ang level of difficulty, iba-iba yan. Some are just a little burden, o kaya yung iba naman, they're just humorously frustrating. Nakaka-frustrate lang talaga, pero okay lang, carry pa rin, di ba? Pero others naman talaga can do serious damage on the productivity of our teams. Alam mo yung nakaka-ano na, tas sometimes it causes yung talagang sanity mo maaano rin talaga. So iba-iba yon. Right now, there are three most common employee issues. Conflict management, it's a wide range of areas. Yung conflict management in HR, marami yan. Kaya lang right now, I will zero in on handling difficult employees. Yun lang muna, okay? Para at least meron kayong matake home that way. Usually, either performance. So alam mo yun, yung mga deadlines, hindi na meet pagka meron kayong pinag-usapan, you have agreed upon a certain things, tapos biglang mawawala. Yung parang ganun, minsan, hindi magde-deliver, iba-iba yan. O kaya, kinlarify mo na, in spelling mo ng 1, 2, 3, ganyan, 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 hindi pa rin naintindihan performance. O kaya, other times naman, behavior. Yung iba, abrasive. Yung iba, laging mainit ulo. Yung iba, pwedeng naninigaw. Iba-iba yan eh. Behavior. Next naman, yung most common rin would be attendance and punctuality. Tatlo talaga yan. Okay, attendance. Actually, attendance is reflective of performance as well. Pero yan yung mga issues. So when you handle employees, either ano lang yan, performance or behavior that you have to correct because that's not the culture that we want to create, or attendance, yun lang yun. What can we do? Ano bang gagawin natin sa mga staff natin na ganito? Well, keep in mind that what you tolerate, you can never change. You cannot just tolerate it for 5, 6, 7 months. And on that 8th month, nung napuno ka na, sabihin mo, bakit ka kasi ganyan, galit na galit ka na? And then the staff will say, what? You're telling me now? I thought it's just okay, you know? So, hindi pwedeng ganon. So, hindi pwedeng magtimpi ka ng magtimpi ka. Feeling mo pa you're doing the Christian thing of being patient, tolerant, and accepting or accommodating. But one time, sasabog ka lang. So, kailangan talaga, you will have to address that issue. Because what you tolerate, you can never change. And pag tinolerate mo na yan a long time, you are partly responsible for that behavior. Because you were not clear on the onset na that's an acceptable behavior. Alright? Even by law, pag matagal nang natolerate, hindi rin ganun ka, ano yun, hindi rin ganun ka strong yung weight. Even if mali rin, pero pag tinolerate mo, hindi rin siya ganun. That's why we should be aware of it. Alright? Do you have any questions so far? Okay. Now, pagka handling employee issues, meron tayong tinatawag na progressive discipline. Yun yung what we commonly do. An employee undergoes progressive discipline Not unless the offense is really major. Halimbawa, outright nagnakaw. Hindi mo na yan sabihin na, uy, coaching tayo, huwag ka kasing magnakaw. Okay? Kasi dapat good stewards tayo ng ministry resources. Stealing is not acceptable. So, I hope as I walk you through this, you can greatly improve. Alright? Hindi pwede yon. Kasi major yung offense eh. Okay? Hindi pwedeng coaching ka dyan, tapos i-walk through mo siya. Yung progressive discipline, pag minor offenses lang. Okay? So, una mong gagawin, number one, discussion and coaching. You will have to talk to that person. Kausapin mo, I noticed the other, yung katulad ng sinasabi ni Pastor Paolo, na was, ano ba yung nangyari dyan? I just need to clarify what happened there. Sa alam niya na, ito pala hindi okay, the next time, i-correct niya. Kasi matatalinong tao naman tayo, di ba? Alam naman natin, pag sinabing mali, gusto mo pa bang ulitin yun? Gusto mo ulit makausap? Siguro naman hindi. So, you have to talk to that person, discuss, and then coach. Kung talagang hindi niya alam or hindi niya, wala siyang capacity to do that, then train. Doon mo malalaman. Coach, train, mentor, ando doon yun. Okay, pagka halimbawa, medyo nakatapos ka na ng stage ng coaching, mentoring, nakailan na rin, then you'll have to give a verbal warning pag inulit niya pa rin. Okay, sabihin mo sa kanya, you know what, we have been talking about this issue for a while now, but really, I'm telling you right now, this is not acceptable. Okay? We cannot tolerate you coming in late every day for the last month. Parang ganun, some buwan na eh, no? Yung sa ibang organization, nata-terminate na po yun. Okay? Nata-terminable yun, hindi yung maabot sa ganun katagal. So, you have to give a verbal warning. Consider this as a verbal warning. I'm warning you that if this does not change, we will have to do something about it. Na sometimes it will be out of your hands na, kasi hindi ka nagbabago. Pero Christian pa rin tayo, okay? So hindi namang sinabi ko na verbal warning na to. Tapos nakasigaw ka pa, okay lang, tao rin yan, Christian din yan, si Jesus, namatay rin para sa kanya. So, wag mong ipunin. Sometimes kasi yung emotional tendencies natin, it gets the better of us. Pero, ano lang, honor and respect pa rin, alright? Verbal warning, so, pag nangyari ulit, verbal warning mo na. Usually, pag nag-verbal warning ka na, sabi mo either sa senior pastor mo o kaya sa department head mo, or you can email us na, I have given a verbal warning to this person regarding this. So that's documentation. You'll have to document. Documentation na yun kasi parang na-set na I have given him a verbal warning about this area. Because documentation would be your protection. Okay, hindi yung magdo-document ka sa dulo na. Kasi there are certain requirements ng law and labor code. That's why you will have to cover your bases. A lot of people, sometimes, they come to us, ayaw na nila na yung staff. Ayaw na nila yung parang, hindi ko na kaya, help us, 911 call to HR. Pagtingin mo naman ng appraisal, puro perfect yung score. What gives? I mean, what can we do about that? I mean, give us something to work with here. So tama lang, just be fair, okay? Just and fair. So, you cover your bases. And sometimes kasi, alam mo, yung pagka binigyan tayo ng written warning sa church, grabe naman to, friends pa naman tayo, magka-coaching group pa tayo, tapos magkakalala tayo mula nung college tayo, tapos all of a sudden, bibigyan mo ako ng verbal warning and written warning. Hindi po, ganun lang po talaga. Kasi we are good stewards. Okay? That's our responsibility. So you'll have to also change that mindset. Hindi porkit binigyan ka ng written warning, ang goal lang naman yan is to change. Whenever I give a written warning, what I tell the people will be, you know what, this just happens everywhere. We really give, written warnings are just given because that's just how it is in the workplace. But this, this signifies that we are really seriously asking you to change this behavior because this cannot happen. This behavior is not something that we celebrate. That's why you're giving a written warning, okay? Kasi it signifies, hindi talaga siya pupwede. So parang documentation lang siya. Okay? So parang luma na yung na-offend pa doon. Pero wag naman yung para naman kayong trigger happy. Parang ito, written warning ka, written warning ka, written warning. Lahat kayo, written warning! Mainit ulo ko! Diba? Lahat na lang, may gulay. Sayang naman yung ink at saka yung paper ng printer. Wag naman ganun. Wag naman trigger happy. If it merits, then do so. And also, please don't show favorites. Sometimes kasi meron pag magaling na employee, mas kachika-chika mo, mas madaling kausap, then mas lenient ka in a way. Or meron naman staff, di kayo talaga magka-wavelength, di mo maalam kung AM siya, FM siya, o SW, di mo alam. So, siya, mas mainit ulo mo siya, kaya mas mabilis kang magsabi, or just be fair. Kasi naman, the way we deal with staff, we are also accountable to God. For every person that you talk to, you're also accountable for your every actions. That's why, ako, pagka when I talk to people, pagka meron akong kausap na tao, I'm not assuming na she's just the only person I'm talking to. I am assuming that every person that this person will talk to will know about the thing that we have talked about. Okay? So you have to be very sure. That's why I always write down. I write down things so that I will know it in detail. I don't rely on my memory. Para when pag inag-usapan ulit, I am accurate. I'm not just wishing that this thing really happened. Accurate ka. So parang ganun. So kailangan ganun. At saka isipin mo, pag si Jesus ba, katabi ko dito, tapos ito kausap ko to, matutuwa kaya si Jesus din sa akin. Pero balance lang rin. Kasi nasa earth tayo, di ba? So ganun. Sa earth din tayo. After ng written warning, hindi pa rin talaga nag-improve. Huwag naman yung 1 year coaching, next year verbal warning, next year written warning. Tama lang rin ang timing mo, alright? After that, pwede mo na siyang ilagay kung wala talaga, performance improvement plan. Then you can put her, like for a 3-month thing, we will put you on a performance improvement plan. Okay, ito na talaga, last straw na talaga to. We'll give you 3 months to do this. If it doesn't improve, then our hands are tied. We cannot work with this person anymore. Kasi hindi din naman tama yon na you keep on employing that person. Baka naman he will flourish elsewhere. Kasi parang, syempre, di ba, sometimes maybe it's just not working out. Then you have to call a spade a spade. Or either that, or suspend, or yung suspension, ang maximum ng suspension by law is 30 days with or without pay. And after that, siguro kung hindi pa rin talaga siya nag-improve, then you can move forward to termination and dismissal. Okay? Next, when we do a performance management discussion, ano po ba ibig sabihin ng performance management discussion? Yun po yung kinakausap nyo na yung staff, one-on-one. Alright? It's a planned discussion between a supervisor and an employee aimed at correcting and improving performance. It is not a spur of the moment. Hindi siya yung all of a sudden, nasa cafeteria kayo. Oh, and by the way, that time when you submitted your document late, I didn't like that at all. Hindi pwedeng ganon. You have to plan it. Alright? So I'll give you some guidelines on how to do yung performance management discussion. Ito lang yung guiding principle natin. Always remember, honor and respect should never leave the room. You honor that person, you respect that person. If that is always in the back of your mind, you can never, almost never go wrong. Okay? Almost. You can almost never go wrong. Okay? Honor and respect. Okay? Number one, do your research. Okay? Hindi yung sabi kasi nito, sabi nito, yung pala wala. Hindi naman pala factual. Always act on facts. Not hearsay. So, ako, before, like, for example, sabi na, talk to this person, I will talk to other people to get the details. Pero when I talk to yung person na yun mismo, I will just hear her side. Okay? Always act on facts. Collect all the facts before you act. Okay? Huwag yung masyado kang trigger happy, nagmamadali ka eh. Tapos wala ka palang bala. And then, act promptly, but not impulsively. You have to act promptly. Huwag mo na siyang pahintay-hintayin pa. Pero, you're not impulsive. Teka lang, kakausapin ko na bakit. Nakakaasar talaga eh. So, hindi ganon. Next, there is a proper place and a proper time, okay? Set a meeting. You need to select a quiet, private place where you won't be interrupted. Hindi yung halimbawa, nasa cafeteria kayo, doon kayo nag-performance management discussion. Nasa cafeteria, may ang dami nag-hi hello, ang dami pang nagbibigay ng, uy, gusto mo ng cake, gusto mo ng ganyan. Hindi po. At saka hindi rin po siya pwede sa coffee shop, sa Starbucks. Kasi that gives an impression this is just casual. If it's work, it's work. Go to the boardroom, go to an office. Okay? Hindi mo na, kasi it creates confusion eh. Ano ba talaga nangyayari dito? Is he talking to me as a friend, as a boss, or is it just, we're just chatting? Yung parang ganon. And then decide whether you need to have others present in the meeting. Baka, kung gusto mo may ibang tao pa, then think about that. Number three, you have to address the issue. Okay? Kailangan, may ano, nasulat mo na, ito yung issue, at saka ito, at saka ito. Ito yung i-address ko. Okay? Wala yung, dahil sa sinabi niya, alam mo yung, minsan kasi depending on the discussion, kung ano yung sinabi ng person, doon ka na rin nalilid eh. So hindi, kailangan meron kang issues. At don't blow it out of proportion. Huwag yung sobrang liit, sobrang pinalaki mo naman, but don't water it down as well. Alam mo yung pagnanakaw, alam mo mali talaga yan eh. So dapat talaga, you know, mag-repent tayo, at saka dapat ibalik natin yung ninakaw natin. Hindi ganon, okay? So don't water it down, address it. Then deal with the behavior, not the person. Ikaw kasi, ilang beses na kita ang kakausap, nuknukan ka ng kulit. Talagang nahahigh blood na ako sa'yo. Diba? Huwag ganon, alright? Address the behavior, not the person. Hindi yung parang inipon-ipon mo na, tapos kung ano-ano ng salita yung lumalabas sa mouth mo. Don't attack the person. Diba? Ah, natawan-tawa ka, naulitin natin. Diba? Nakaka-relate yan at sa Anna. Don't attack the person. Don't assume the inappropriate behavior is caused by negative intent. Yung parang, hindi, masamang tao lang talaga to, kaya niya ginawa yun. Alam mo yun? Sino ba naman ang makakagawa ng ganito kundi yung masamang tao lang? Diba? Diba? Talagang negative na negative, diba? It may be from confusion. Hindi alam, masama pala magnakaw. Confusion, lack of motivation, or sometimes may personal problems lang talaga, iba-iba lang. Okay? So don't attack the person, deal with the behavior. Alright? Next, try to draw the reasons behind the behavior para maintindihan mo rin siya. Can you just clarify? Kasi I just don't know. I just don't understand. Can you clarify on this area? Tanungin mo lang. Stay calm and remain impartial. When you go to the meeting, don't judge the person yet. Ako, whenever I go to a meeting like that, even if ang dami mo ng documentation, I am still impartial. Not unless you heard that person, then makukomplete mo yung story mo, yung picture mo. Kasi siya yung isa pang puzzle that has to fit para makompleto mo yung picture na that's happening, what's going on. Okay? And then you can take it from there. Summarize back what they just said. Okay, did I understand you correctly when you said? Kasi mamaya naman, iba yung sinasabi niya. Minsan kasi kinakabahan. Alam mo, minsan, nag-i-English pa, kinakabahan. Iba-iba pala yung nasabi niya. Hindi pala yun yung gusto niyang sabihin. Siyempre naman, sino ba namang makagusto mapunta ng principal's office? Gusto niyo ba? Pag alam mo may problem, tapos alam mo, kakausapin ka ng supervisor mo, ano kaya? May kaba factor na talaga yun. Kaya kailangan, you have to remain calm. Okay? Clarify. Don't assume. Next, give the other person a chance to develop a solution to the problem. What can we do about this? Sabi niya, magkana lagi kasi akong late eh. Bakit nga kasi? Kasi pasok natin 9 o'clock na. Sa ibang organization nga 7 o'clock. Sa iba nga 8 o'clock. Eh tayo nga 9 o'clock na, late pa. Eh kasi po, ano, masarap matulog. Nag-a-adjust pa po ako. Eh, 1 year na, nag-a-adjust ka pa rin. Di ka pa sanay sa distance. So you'll have to talk to them. And then they have to know that this cannot happen. This is not acceptable and they have to do something about it. Okay? And then, you have to repeat it. I don't know. You have to come to a solution. So nag-usap na kayo, naintindihan mo na siya, nasabi na niya. Nasabi mo na rin what's the expectations. And then pag hindi yun na-change kung ano yung consequences nun, come to a solution. Actually, what we would like to do is to gain agreement that the person will change. Yun naman talaga. Kasi all we want is for it to improve. Hindi naman yung parang kakausapin mo, sisipain mo na agad. Hindi. Diba? Iba-iba yung levels. Iba-iba yung levels niyan. First time mo palang kinausap eh, or something like that. So, come to a solution. Kailangan may agenda ka, and then meron kang goal, and then get a solution. Gain agreement from that person. So, okay, so, yun ang gagawin ko. Naintindihan mo ba that this is how we want it? We cannot tolerate such behavior. Halimbawa, napaka-abrasive, laging nang-aaway, ang sungit-sungit, tuwing kausap ng mga ibang staff, gusto nyo ba yun in your team? Siyempre, ayaw nyo. You have to correct it. Right? So, come to a solution, an agreed-upon solution. Alright? Next, halimbawa na ulit, repeat as necessary. As necessary. Kausapin mo ulit. Okay? Kausapin mo ulit as necessary, pero depende na yun kung bibigyan mo na ng written warning o bibigyan, depende, pero repeat as necessary. Be patient. Minsan kasi, alam mo yung may isang staff, sobra, hindi naman itong umingiti, ayoko na. Naman, dalawang araw pa lang sa trabaho, turuan mo muna umiti. Baka nahihiya. Ayoko na, hindi mag-work out. Bakit? Hindi umingiti. Diba? Siyempre, tulungan mo naman, bigyan mo naman ng chance mag-improve. So, wag naman yung ganon. O kaya, minsan naman, sobra-sobra na talaga. Diyos ko, yung ano mo yung ginawa na to mo, eto ng paan na isusunod. Hindi naman na ganon. Know when to stop. Parang ganon. Hindi naman yung talaga, hindi okay lang, ako nagagawa ng trabaho mo. Sige, o ito, hindi, kaya mo, hindi ako nagagawa niyan. Wag naman ganon. Tama lang. Alright? And then, repeat as necessary kung kailangan. Lastly, know when you are over your head. Alam mo rin kung it's beyond you. I think this is beyond me already. I need help. Okay? Kasi minsan, meron lang talagang psychological issues yung tao. Minsan, sobrang emotional issue. Baka hindi na ikaw yung taong Minsan may ganon, eh, hindi tayo yung tamang person. They need to go to someone who's professional. Sige, minsan, you have to recognize it. Pagka it's beyond you, then you'll have to escalate it to someone else. Pag hindi mo na kaya. Parang exhausting all efforts, wala pa rin. Then you have to escalate. Alright? Pero that does not mean na hindi ka nagbabounce off. Halimbawa, sinasabi mo pa rin sa supervisor mo na I'm talking to this person because I am addressing this. Parang nagbabounce off ka lang para they know. Hindi yung parang, ayoko na, tatanggalin na to. Tapos hindi naman pala alam ng department head nyo. All of a sudden, ganun na. Magbounce off lang tayo. Alright? Lastly, when do we throw in the towel? When? When do we throw in the towel? I'll give up na tayo. After being patient, after doing everything, exhausting all efforts, working on an improvement plan, when do we throw in the towel? Sabi natin, tama na, hindi na kaya. If that person really shows no improvement, or if that person does more damage than good. Alam mo yung, hindi mo na nga nagagawa yung trabaho mo, nakakasira ka pa. Parang ganun. Halimbawa, meron kayong ginawa. Nagpuyat-puyat sa video, tapos inaayos niya yung video. Tapos, nung crunch time na, malapit-lapit na ipasa, na-delete pa yung video. Ay, Diyos ko. Ewan ko na. Hindi ko na alam kung anong patience yung saan ka huhugot, di ba? Ng patience. Kasi, alam mo yung, hindi ka na nga naka-deliver on time, nasira pa yung ginawa ng ibang tao. Alam mo yung ganon. So, alam mo yun, sabotage na yun eh. Talagang all systems go, all hands on deck. Pagkatapos, na-delete yung only copy, ay wala. Hindi ko na alam ang gagawin natin dyan. Alam niyo yung ibig kong sabihin when I say that person does more damage than good. Alam niyo yun eh, di ba? Na-experience yun din siguro yun one way or the other. Yes. Yes. I totally agree. So there, I'd like to encourage you lang to take on that role. Kasi we are Christians, we work in the organization, but at the same time, there are HR perspectives, legal perspectives on conflict management. Okay? I would like to encourage you as we do this together, as we work hand in hand together, to honor God and make disciples, we can do this. Kaya natin yan. All right? Okay. God bless you, everyone.
Thank you, Karen. Just ano, disclaimer lang, no? Lahat ng nangyayari sa HR office, ano yun, may confidentiality clause yun. So yung mga example ni Ms. Karen, huwag kayong titingin, sino kaya yun? Tapos meron kayong process of elimination, ah, ito yun, ito yung nangyari nun, ito yung nangyari. Hindi po. Although, now I'd like to, if you notice, we had three different approaches and you know, other companies would just, other organizations, there's an HR perspective. Parang everything is HR. That's why in other companies, they don't like the HR staff. Parang laging principal's office, but I'd like to assure each and every one of you, that's not kasi our approach, that's not our style, because we are a ministry. So, at any given point, please remember, hindi lang isang session yung tinuro natin ngayon. It's really, there are three different sides to it, and there is a level of complication that exists here that probably rarely or does not exist in other organizations na hindi church or hindi ministry. So, please, don't just, again, remember, hindi lang yung, like yung sinabi ni Ms. Karen, ay, pwede pala mag-memo. Memo ka, left and right. Yung kaya kasing daanin sa usapan, yung first ano nyo lagi is really to always talk to the person. Please, you know, we always say discipleship is relationship. The same way when we lead a team, when we supervise people, there is a relationship there. And relationships are not built. I mean, it's Valentine's Day. Relationships are not built by just writing letters. The same way in any organization, hindi lang siya yung memo. You don't just sit down when you have that, yung organized once a year appraisal. No, I know it's appraisal season. I hope for those of you who directly supervise people, it is not the only time that you actually talk to them. Importante ho yun sa lahat ng ginagawa natin. So anyway, I hope the last three sessions helped you and would be able to really help you in the coming days as you lead teams and supervise people. Thank you. Enjoy the day. See you next week.